Simon, we are up to Simon Kuf Ayin Aleph. It's on page Kuf Samaches. We just did the last one. Kuf Samaches. Okay, Kuf Samaches. Also in the Ish, you just did the last one. You can listen. The laws of man, the prohibition for a man to wear the clothing of a woman, the title, Dvar Masur Mishum Lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. A man may not wear the clothing of a woman. Uboy gimel sifim. Also, leish lulboy shafilu malbush echad shalitsha. A man may not wear even one garment of a woman. Af al pishahu nikar bishar malbushav shu ish. So one would make the mistake and think that the prohibition is only when you dress up to the point where you can be confused as a woman. But if you wear one item that's all. Let's say you wear gloves, women's gloves, or you wear. I don't know, some type of garment which is unique to a woman, so everyone can see I'm a man, I'm not coming to fool anyone. The prohibition is because if a man makes belief, he dresses up as a woman, he mingles among women, and then they come to an avera. So that's not the problem. The problem is there's a prohibition in just wearing a single item that's of a woman. Also, le'ish lulboy shafilu malbush echad shalitsha v'afal pishahu nikash v'shar malbush av shuish. V'chein, likewise, the reverse. Also, le'ish lulboy shafilu malbush echad shalitsha v'lo yiluvad malbushim asurim. Not only is it prohibited to wear clothing, ella, afilu kol tachshit, any piece of jewelry. V'chol tikun noi v'yoyfi hamayuchu le'isha l'fi yaminig ha'mokoyim. Also, le'isha yiskashit v'yisyapeh. A man may not beautify himself in this item. Well, then, miyuchat for men. The wedding rings. A lot of these halachas depend on what is the norm of society in the world. The standards are there is a ring for a man, a ring for a woman. So it's not. And today the accepted standard is there are women wear pants, so it's not a problem today.
The only problem is
modern Orthodox women. I'm not saying that they wear pants. And it's not, you never heard a Rav say that a woman, al pi halacha is not allowed to wear pants. You'll hear that it's not sneos, it's not, what?
That's a different topic,
right?
Sneas, different topic. Right? You'll hear a topic of it's not sneas, or you'll hear it's not traditional. But you're not going to hear Rabbanim say women may not wear pants because halachically they're violating los silbash isha geverish. That you're not going to hear.
But you did say that's why they wear like a skirt over pants. They don't wear pants straight. They wear like a skirt and a pants.
What's it called? Leotard? What are they called?
Something else.
What are they called?
Leggings.
And on top they wear a skirt.
Leggings and a pants is just like
this. Okay, but let's talk about women wearing pants. I don't know. I never heard a Rav was seen in a sefer that a woman is not allowed to wear pants because it's a violation. Because it's a violation of los silbash. You don't hear that because in society, in the world we live in today, it's normal. It's accepted for women to wear pants. So what then is the problem among us? Is that it's a lack of tznius, or it's not traditional, but it's not because of this particular halacha.
What about pants? I've seen women that wear like the straw.
Yeah, right. Yeah, those are pants. Women wear pants.
So that's what they make them for the women. That's 100%.
Designed for women. Yesterday, the Israeli police sat with the rabbanim and they decided that there was a demonstration or some issue with a or something. The police women would wear skirts, not pants.
Really?
Okay, so it's stupid, but this
what does that have to do with anything?
No, it's saying.
You had something to say.
That's a matter of tsnius. That's a matter of. Tsnius does not only have to do with tightness. It has to do with
standing out.
That's if you read the articles. Men should not be reading these articles, but if you read the articles, that sneeze doesn't just mean tight fitted clothing. It means a certain whatever it is. Okay, but let's focus here on the halacha. Yeah.
Community standards.
Every community has their standards. We live in a global village today. We live in a global village.
What you Rabbanim say is that different times require different things. Years ago, people were, there were less restrictions on dress because it wasn't necessary. The standard of morality was a lot more in line with halacha in general. But now, when things have descended to where they have, so there's a more greater emphasis on the way you dress, even though it has nothing to do with halacha. But we need it, so that's why we push it.
I don't know if this is true, but I read this more than once, that the goyim, high-profile goyim, are mekaneh us that there are something called tznias. Right. The goyim live in a world where they have to dress because that's their thing. And they look at Orthodox Jewish girls, they see how they dress. They dress very attractive, very, and it's sanua. Then shtoimim. There are people. There are goyim. There is. All right. Let's go further. Let's read what it says here in the halacha. Anything that is miyuchad for a man is forbidden for a woman. That is miyuchad for a woman is forbidden for a man. Okay. Let's go to halacha base. Osur liish. It is forbidden for a man to remove the hair that is the sar base hashechi in the armpit or the erva vafilu bimisparayim keintar the hainu shemegalchin samach lubasar mamish b'nei shezer tikun l'nashim. This is the derech of an isha, and therefore this is forbidden for man. Therefore this is an hagah. So going to a new category, not only is it forbidden for man to dress like a woman, even to wear one item or to wear jewelry or to wear anything that's miyuchad for a woman, but even to conduct himself on his body, to do something to his body that only a woman would do. And the Austrian, of course, do not talk about over a person that has medical issues. And there's obviously, if there's a medical issue, a doctor advises a person that he should do certain things, it goes without saying that it's permitted. But it means here when there is no pressing need.
Things like your eyebrows. When you cut your eyebrow, hair on your eyebrow?
It all depends. If it's over, well, I think he talks about it. If it's overwhelming, then yes. But if it's just for beautification purposes, then it's something which only women do. Let's see. He talks about some of these things. Also, lochuch biyodei b'sar beis hashachi, person is forbidden to press, to rub. Loch means like to rub. The yada, you know, is, let's say a person will remove the hair of the armpit or the other parts of the body without scissors. Maybe since the derech of nashim is to use tools, implements, let's say a person will cause the hair to fall out indirectly, not through the use of tools that are used by women. That's also aser. The aser loch is to rub yada b'ser beis hashech beis ha'erva kidei lehashir to cause to fall out. Aval ali dey big doy mut. But a person does that in an unusual way through a garment, it's mutter. Umi sheyesh lechatotin bebeis hashechi ubeis. A person has wounds. There is a medical issue. There are scabs, there are wounds, whatever. Then with sta'er machnas asaros mutter lahavirin dvamshutim. Then this is mutter. Halacha gimel. Also leish lelakei afilu sarachas levonim b'terchas. As a person allowed to have his white hairs, a man is not allowed to take out a white hair because shezehu noi isha. The also mishum lo yilbash gather. V'chein also lo litzvoya afilu sarachas levona shedehei hashchora. You're not allowed to dye your hair. I want to mention that a lot of poskim said that bezman hazeh smuter. Bezman hazeh, this is going back in time, 150 years ago, where it was not the norm. I've heard from many poskim today that they allow this.
Women can do it for the men.
What?
The men can do it
themselves. You must say, yeah, yeah. There's no difference if the woman does it for the man. The barber, you do it yourself. If the barber does it, you're a messiah. There's no way you can be done without you participating. You have to move here, you have to move there. But a man can do it even to himself. Okay, it's a lot. Modern day Paiskim say that this, I heard it from Russia yeshivas. I remember there were certain boys, they became white prematurely. It's not so uncommon. You have a boy, a 20 year old boy has white hair, or patches of white hair. Comes to Shidduchim, it looks a little funny. What?
That's a different
question. Because of Shidduchim. Yeah. So, but if the halacha is that it's aser,
older person to dye their hair.
Well, for business purposes, you have to put on a certain appearance of business. You have to look youthful. You have to put on a certain impression. Then the answer is yes, same exact thing.
That would be the premise to start with.
No, the premise to start with is it would be awesome. Yeah. Are you allowed to be mechal Shabbos for business purposes? I have to make a parnasa. What? It's not allowed. Correct.
The premise be someone wants the color of the hair to look younger and more attractive.
It's not allowed. The premise is that it's also it's lo silbash. It's no different than working on Shabbos. I need to make parnasa. If I don't come to the office on Saturday, don't come back Monday.
He's saying that
the kids says it's also. Because today it's become the norm. It's become the norm among men. It's not an issue that's done only by women. Time of the kids of Shulchan Aruch, this was done exclusively by women. And people started, it was something that was unique to women. So if a man comes along and dies here, he's behaving like a woman, he's being over like Silbash. But Bizman Hazeh, it's not miyuchat to women. There's a multi-billion-dollar industry of men dying their hair. So therefore, it's something that is accepted by men as well. So no longer Bizman Hazeh, is there an issue of loy silbash. V'chein osur loy tzvoy afilu sarachas levon shadeh shchara. V'chein osur l'stak b'mare. Again, Lord, this, you're not allowed to look in a mirror. Men are not allowed to look in the mirror because that's what women do. So it's also, it's less silbash. You ever hear so?
This week, yeah. The science section that men look in themselves in the mirror more than women.
Ooh, look at that. Men look in the mirror more.
On an average day, men look in the mirror more than women do.
Well, you have to look in the mirror. You've got a film mirror, right?
You've got to turn the film in the right place.
So some are disagreeing. The Mishnah Berurah has a discussion. Some hold it's Maisa Hediyot. Maisa Hediyot.
Okay,
let me see. Not everyone agrees that you should use a.
This didn't work.
It worked. But how do you shave?
You don't shave. Who says that he's supposed to shave? V'chein also listak el b'mare. There were Gedolei Yisrael that never looked in the mirror. There's a famous story with Baruch Ber Leibowitz. He came to America to raise money, and he was not used to the Ashiris of America, and he came to a hotel, and the hotels are lined with mirrors, and all of a sudden, Baruch Ber, you saw him running across the room, and then he stopped, and he came back. And after someone kept on badgering him, why did you suddenly run across the room? So he said, I saw a Talmud Chacham. I wanted to give him shalom. And then I realized it was me. Because there was a mirror. And I don't know what I look like. I never looked in the mirror. So then I stopped. So it's true. The Gedolei Yisrael did not look in a mirror. The Im Roya Mishum Refua O Shem Esaper Atzma. Well, you're giving yourself a haircut, which is not a good idea, obviously. Okay. Okay, are you shaving? Okay, Lahasir Hakisamim. There is some blemish, a wound upon your flesh. May Alponov O Hanotzos Me Rosho. The Notzos Me Rosho. I don't know what that means. The feathers?
Yeah, feathers in your head.
Going out of your head? Okay, I don't know what this means from whatever this is. Going in the makam with this something is only done by women. So for a man to behave in such a fashion, he's violating the halach of Lois Silbash. But in the makam where the minig is for men to look in the mirror, like it is among us today, in the modern world, there is no prohibition whatsoever. Let's take a look at the Aleph. Oh, very good. We'll discuss that at the end. Let's first discuss this. V'chein osu l'tzvoya v'daki tshuva. Hevi ma'ase b'rov echad. Shenis labein chatzei zikonai. Upe achas. He looked very strange. One half of his beard was white. And upeya achas, and one of his pears was white. V'chatzei one side of that. So this is some type of bizarre, some type of illness, whatever it was. V'chatzi ha-roish, v'chatzi ha-shaniya, im ha-peya ha-beiz, v'chatzi ha-zokin, nishar shochor. V'choyu l'vuz b'enei ram. He was a litzanis. People looked at him, they laughed. So he couldn't get a good job. V'choyu mispayish, v'bnei shakol, v'choyu mistaklim bo, v'choyu v'choyre loy ha-goin, bal shol v'meshiv, shemutur loy l'tzpoya ha-saros, ha-lovanos l'shichor, you're allowed to dye your hair black. V'chol isu hurak, d'rabonon. This prohibition din of Litzilbash in regard to dyeing your hair is not a din to Eraisa. It is purely din to Rabbanon. The primary din. So B'shas, Mibnei Kovet HaBriyos, let's go weiter. Mibnei Kovet HaBriyos, yeah, Kovet HaBriyos, Deicha Afil Loisa Se Shabbatayra. First is wearing a tzitzis, and he realized the tzitzis apostle, so he's being every single moment on wearing a garment of four corners without tzitzis, you're allowed to continue wearing the talents and not take it off in order not to be embarrassed. So here as well. The Iker Halach of Lesilbash is to disguise yourself as a woman. That's the prohibition of Raisa. To completely dress up your entire body as a woman so you can mingle among women and they will not detect that you are a woman. And by doing so, you'll come Lidei Avera. But just to put on one garment, that's the reason why in Purim it's Mutter, as King Wani wanted to talk about on a Purim costume. But if a person just puts on one article of clothing that belongs to a woman or does an action, like he looks in the mirror, so it's impossible through these actions or through mingling or putting on one article of clothing that you will be able to disguise yourself as a woman and mingle. There is no prohibition. It's not the din d'oraisa. It's also midraban, because one thing may lead to another, and that's why b'shas hatchak or mimnei kavod abrios it is mutar. Okay, and if on Purim, Mishum Simcha, since the only reason why you're getting dressed up as a woman is because of Simcha, you're not doing it for real, it's mutter, provided that it's obvious to all that you're a male. You want to get dressed up as Queen Vashti, or you want to get dressed up as Queen Esther, it has to at least be noticeable that you're a man. You're a man who is putting on a costume, but if you can dress up to the degree where no one can tell the difference, that is awesome. Exactly what my friend's twin sister did one year, Chaim Berlin on Purim, could not believe this. Show me the picture. She had a twin sister. She got dressed up like a boy, put on a black suit, a black hat, the whole thing. She came to the mesiba, to the Chaim Berlin mesiba in the high school boys. It was a Lebedeker mesiba, and she stood on the side. She stood like, you know, the boys were dancing and whatever was going on. She stood on the side, like by the bookcase right over there. And the boys got very Lebedeker and carried away. So then the other people, visitors would come from other yeshivas. So a boy goes over to her, come, let's dance. And dragged her into the middle to dance. And someone took a picture. She almost had a heart attack. Because even though she planned, she was that type that would do something like this, but she didn't imagine it would go this far. And the second she could get it, he released her, she ran, and she never stopped running. And I didn't believe this. He told me this story. I used to learn b'charusa with him. I don't know, baloney. He brought in a picture when she was standing at the wall. He didn't bring a picture of her dancing, but she showed me the picture when she's standing at the wall. I look, wow, that's right. She pulled it off. So that l'chora is osur. It is osur, because there you've dressed up to the degree where you can disguise yourself as either a man or a woman. But where you only dress up to the degree where it's obvious that you're wearing a costume, that's only osur midrabanan. And it says, I think in the Ramah, discussed it on Purim, because of the Simchas Hayoim, the meaning is to be makel. You can put on an article of clothing that belongs to a woman, or vice versa. A woman can put on something that belongs to a man, and there is no prohibition. But it has to be noticeable that you're still a woman or a man. You're not mixing between the two. Let's go further. Uveshut Ma'ari Ashkenazi. Cholik Olav, he disagrees. The who Isser De'oraisa. He disagrees. He holds that again, that the dyeing your hair is an Isser De'oraisa. The Ein Le'etz Ela Sheyitzba HaShechoros L'Lavan. So look at the solution, an amazing solution. What is the prohibition of Isser De'oraisa? The solution is to dye. What do women do? Women only dye their hair dark. You've never heard of a woman. In today's day and age, people do strange things. But people don't dye their hair to look old, unless you're gray, unless you live in Hollywood, right? Unless you live in Hollywood, then you do all these different strange things. They dye their hair silver gray?
To look motherly. Yeah, to look motherly.
So he's saying that's unusual. Okay, today everything goes. I don't know. But he's talking, let's go back 150 years ago. Today is a crazy world. But 150 years ago, there was no such thing as a woman, as a man or a woman dyeing their hair white. It's a one-way street. You dye your hair dark to make yourself look young. You don't dye yourself white to make yourself look old. Therefore, in this situation, where this time, Talmud Chacham has a beard, it's half white and half black, so he holds to dye the half white black would be an Isser de Oraisa, according to this opinion. So the only solution is to dye the black white, because that is not Osir, that's not Derech Le'Silbash, and that will be permitted in B'Shas HaTchak in this situation. That was the Eitzah. The Eilish Yitzbah HaShachar Eslovan V'yeh Kula Lovan Kizokan V'chein Kasa B'Shud Direi Chaim V'chasa Vod. I don't know what this stands for. The mutter of Yosef lahavir zikana b'sam. The ultimate solution is, I think, b'chnes hagadoyla. B'chnes hagadoyla. To b'chnes hagadoyla. B'chnes hagadoyla. The mutter of Yosef lahavir zikana b'sam. To remove the beard entirely. To shave. How do you like that? A beferish halacha. The b'chnes hagadoyla says you should shave. Show that to the newspapers, right? That you're allowed to shave. Lahavir zikana b'sam. V'chein kasa b'shud maharam shik. Well, it says sam. It doesn't say to use a scissors. All right. V'chein kasa b'shud maharam shik. To dye black, theoretically it's mutter, but he never actually let a person dye their hair, their beard black. In such a situation where it looked funny and it was necessary, he said theoretically it's mutter, but being that the ga'inim, there are ga'inim that say that it's also to do even this, he never came and said it's mutter l'maisa. V'yayim b'shut beis hayetzer l'ha'ga'in mei m'chuset sh'nishal b'chazeh b'ish tsa'ir liyam, a young man shiul lo'yikain sh'nislabin lo'yikol sa'ir oisaf u'zekonay b'bnei sh'nir k'zokin v'ein moisim lo'y mulacha. They don't want to get a parnasa. No one came to him because he had white hair. He turned white very early. There are people like this. People when they're already 18 years old, yeah, they have white hair. So when it comes to shidduchim, it can be a problem. V'hu tzarech leparnasa. Here we're discussing parnasa. Heloloi shemuter lehashchiroi al yidei akum. Someone mentions before that don't do it yourself, let a guy do it. So therefore you minimize the prohibition. V'hu lo yisayeh klal, and try not to twitch. If you twitch, then you're assisting the dyer. If you don't move, you're not doing anything. V'keim v'del zeh b'vaday ein iso deraisa, there's certainly no iso deraisa, you're not doing it. Therefore mutalo m'mimei parnasa m'mukov ha'briyos. V'chein b'shut av mezikar and helo lehashchiroi. You only can do this until a certain age. A person who wants to dye his hair, so whatever the age is, when the average person's hair turns white, until that point in time, a person is allowed to dye his hair because of parnasa. But once a person reaches 80 years old, right? 80 years old, then it's natural for his hair to turn white, then it's usher to dye the hair. Ela ad sheyiyem mamish zokin. The us came, which is mislabim asos beteva, also lo lishmosa mishum, then the prohibition comes to effect once again, mishum lo yilbash gever, period. Vegam diga boha iser oino. You're also misleading people. Isn't it amazing halacha? It's false advertising. You come in for a job, and on the resume you make believe you're only 30 years old when you're really 50 years old. They're looking to hire a person who's going to be here long term. They want to invest. You hire someone young, you want to invest, you want to train them. It's good for the company, but you're not going to be around that long. You're going to retire. You're going to retire after 10 years, and they're planning on keeping you in the company for 30 years. So it's false advertising. It's misleading advertisement. Did you ever watch, my father always tell me this, you ever watch the Addams Family? The Munsters? Da 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 dum bum bum. So remember Mr. Munster? The old man?
Franklin.
My father always said he faked it. When he auditioned for the job, he changed his age significantly to be the age they wanted. I forgot which way it was, either older or younger. I don't remember all the details. Yeah, grandpa. He look it up. Google it. He changed his age. He lied. And then they found out it was already... What? Yeah?
How gross. He was Jewish.
Yes.
Okay, so he lied. Type in his name, type in age, Google, you'll probably see the whole story. It's a very interesting story. And that's really what's all about over here. False advertising. Okay, that you want a certain position, they need a certain age, and you make believe who you are not.
What so about women?
Well, that's like, the women is mutter. Women...
They have wigs, and they look 10, 15, 20 years younger.
Today it's a different world. It could very well be this halacha today is not the same, because today we live in obviously in a very different world, and Adrav, if you don't look 15 years younger than you are, they don't want to hire you because today everyone is like that. It's a different type of world, but here he's discussing here an issue of oinah, an incredible chinish. Go back 150 years ago, you come for a job, you're 60 years old, you dye your hair black, so you can pass as 45 years old. We'll take you, we'll hire you. If they really knew you were 65 years old, they would never hire you. So this is also, this is called oinah. Today, they look at your resume, they're looking at, today it's a different world. Obviously, a lot of factors are going to Salacha. Same thing, why not? Today it's, because they made a lot of wear wig today, a toupee, yes, absolutely, because today, that is the common, there's a $1 billion industry to prove that it's the Derech Olam. Men wear wigs, men wear toupees.
Can he wear a long wig?
Whatever you want. Today men can dye their hair, men can wear wigs, because today this is the Derech. He's writing here 150 years ago, it was not the derech. The only one that wore wigs, the only one that dyed their hair, were women only. They did not exist in industry for men dyeing their hair. Did not exist. So therefore, if a man would come along and take his wife's hair dye and dye his own hair, he's doing a violation of Silbash Gever Simlas Isha. But today, the Derech Olam is men do these things as well. So therefore, there's no prohibition. There are other issues. Okay, there are other issues about other religious issues. But as far as the halachic issue, this specific prohibition of Silbash is not part of the equation. If a person is embarrassed to appear in front of people in his state of white hair, so to discuss such an issue, it's also mutter because of busha, gadol, kavod, habrius. So it appears that we take out of this paragraph a machlokes. There's a machlokes rishonim or could be it's ma'achrayim. What exactly is the true nature of Silbash? According to most Rishonim, this is where I remember learning the sugyas, according to most, the prohibition is to dress up to the degree where you can mingle among the other gender. If you're a man and you dress up to the degree where I can be passed off as a woman, or a woman can be passed off as a man, that l'chol hadeos is an iser de'oraisa. Is it also just to take one article of clothing and wear it? That appears, according to most Rishonim, to be iser midarabanan, not a de'oraisa. Once only midrabanan, there are many avenues, many reasons to be makel. Kavod habrios, parnasa, whatever the story is. But if you want to take the opinion of the minority Rishonim that learned that even putting on a single garment of a woman is also a violation deraisa silbash, then you're getting into a lot more difficult territory when you can be makel. Another issue, forget about wearing clothing. What about doing things that women do? Removing hair, body, hair on the body, which typically was only done by women, or dyeing hair. These are things that you're doing to your body. It's not just wearing clothing. It's the same exact issue. Is it done by men? Is it done in society by men and women? Then it's mutter. If it's only done by women, and now a man wants to do these things, is it a nisr deraisa? Is it a nisr derabon? If it's deraisa, because you're behaving like a woman, even though you're not going to be confused with a woman, then it's a very difficult halacha, and there's very little ground to be made. If it's only asim, because you're not going to fool anyone, everyone knows that you're a man, you're not a woman, you're a woman, not a man, then there are many reasons to be makel in all the various situations. The tendency, the trend is today, what I've seen, people who I know are very religious, and they do all these things, is to be makel. We hold these are only some of the rabbanim, as we have a need for parnasa, a need for shaduchim, a need for just to feel good sometimes. Mental health. You want to have good mental health. You want to feel young. If I feel young, I feel good. I'll be able to accomplish. People today are very sensitive, very delicate, and therefore that's also taken into account. So there's also a reason why you can be makel. Okay, I see this all the time. It's not a joke. Okay, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. You know, I don't know. It's very tough. I know. My sister works with people. My sister, she's a doctor. She explained to me some of this stuff. It's very serious. Not a joke. It's hormonal issues.
There's a case where they finally were able to convince a guy who made it, who was married with kids in Borough Park. And the transgender disappeared. They finally dug him up. They had a whole write up on the paper. And they caught him for the gap. And he walked into the gap in high heels, short skirt, made up. You thought two were going to
all right, it's very, very complicated. It's extremely complicated. And you shouldn't judge. You shouldn't second guess anyone.
But the question is, where does it come from? Is it a rice or is it a rabbanim? Because it's a very difficult.
A person who's a healthy man. One thing you can say with certainty: a person who's a healthy male or a healthy female, and just from shagas. That we're not talking about. We're talking about people who under the microscope, the genes, the hormones are not working correctly. It's a choili, it's a sickness. I don't know what to tell you. Let's go to halacha base.
What happens if someone undergoes the surgery?
I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. I do not know the answer. It's very. It's probably a big machlekes apayiskim. Probably some will say like this, but you can hear both sides, right? I don't know the answer. Base. Lahasir hakis samim. Okay, b'shut l'gush l'mordechai. You're the person allowed to remove. He has scabs. The person rachmana litzlan has scabs on his flesh, and he needs to remove the hair in order to remove the scabs. It's mutter. B'shut l'gush l'mordechai nishal b'mi sha'ala alpanav kismei adumim. Okay, he has these red scabs. These red colors. Roitzel haviron alidei samim. Samim meharokeh, he wants to remove it through different types of medicines from the pharmacists. Uchmoish oisin
the cosmetics.
Mitzadi loymar the ein v'zem mishum lo yilbash. He wants to put on some type of cream or some type of a powder or some type of makeup. Lo yilbash the ein v'zem mishum lo yilbash gever kevin sheni toisef b'shinu yateva because sheni toisef b'shinu yateva. Shaboloi milikui hachama, it's being added to him
sunspots
due to a shi shaboloi milikui hachama. Okay, who writes the lachzir atzma le'ateva? The only reason why this is happening is because something has gone wrong. So what you're doing is to restore your prior state,
the natural
state. Anything that you do to your body to restore yourself to your natural state is mutter. If you are applying some type of cream or makeup in order to restore yourself to your previous original state, that's like bathing. A person is filthy, dirty. You wash yourself in order to remove the filth. You applying a medicine, a cream, a makeup to restore yourself. That's permitted. You remove some filth or you remove some scab. The kaimlon kavashi, the muta zemishum mushum kavoid koine. Adrab, it's a maila. In honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're supposed to look your best. The ami'iri kos of the alkeno haigim luchetz besubin, you're allowed to use some type of bran, la'aden to soften, ulabin and to whiten the flesh. So it seems people only wanted to apply some type of makeup. It seems. And the question is it mutter or not? So he did not want to go 100% bimatu until he had haskama. Halacha l'mayis, another very big shiloh, is a man allowed to wear makeup? Let's say you go on television. So all the anchor people, all the anchor men,
they have to
put on, so they want to put on. So no, so you probably go, you can probably refuse for religious reasons. Let's say you go, they want to interview you on, no, they don't let you. Refuse?
They just, they dare you.
They dare you a little bit, teeny bit. So that's definitely, that is an issue. That is a very tough question of...
That's not something that's just for women.
That's just okay, that's the head. Right. That's the leniency.
The camera. Just reflect off your head.
Well, depends. They can adjust the light. You look better. You look a lot better. If they do a makeup job on the men. Derech klal, men do not wear makeup. That is a reality. Okay, there's no industry. There's no industry for cosmetics for men. There are yechidim. What?
I think there is.
Big industry?
In the secular world. Too.
Yeah? To wear men to put on, I don't know, whatever they put on. Yeah?
Yeah. Unfortunately, varies, and it's getting more.
It's getting more.
Basic amount of stuff that's
made. They do. Okay, so maybe things are changing. Okay, I grew up, never heard of this. You hear about women, you hear about men dying the hair all the time. That's normal. You hear about women wearing pants. Okay, 20th century, women are wearing pants already. In the 1950s, they're wearing pants, right? Big deal. Okay. So go back 100 years ago, unheard of. A woman to wear pants 100 years ago? Did it exist such a thing? No. So these are already new things. But men wearing makeup becoming standard, becoming the norm? I don't know. You're telling me it is, but...
I think women in the farm is in agriculture.
They wore pants. They had no choice on farms. Okay, could be. Yeah, I understand. Okay, we'll stop over here.